the county trying to be proactive and protecting aesthetically as well as I'm sure there's some land and some groundwater issues that are affected by this.
And those are all things that we're trying to with that junkyard ordinance to protect. It's not only the neighbors around there, but making sure that they don't spill things that could get into groundwater and all those things. And it's just a set of rules to be proactive to make sure. And these only pertain to outside the city limits. It doesn't pertain to any of the junkyards inside the city limits. They're already controlled by the cities. These will be for any junkyard that might want to come in outside the city limits, and we're trying to be proactive about it.
I'm guessing there are some state regulations already out there. How does the county's ordinance complement that?
Well, and that's right. There are state-required ordinances, and a lot of times it's if they're on a state road, they require fencing and all to protect the site. But it doesn't necessarily, those rules don't apply out on a county road. So we've implemented those same type rules that the state requires on our roads.